You know, we talked a lot in the last, I don't know, month about, you know, especially with the Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series. It's the 20th anniversary of the 2004 Boston Red Sox, which, of course, you know, ended the curse of the Bambino, came off 2003 when Aaron Boone, you know, beat the Red Sox and Tim Wakefield in Game 7 in dramatic fashion with that home run. And, you know, it's been really a wonderful experience. If you're a Red Sox fan, there's a documentary out on Netflix and just a lot of reminders of that season, which, you know, sort of once you broke the curse, it kind of changed everything. They did win three more World Series, but it just nothing felt like that first one. And I guess, there was a gathering in Connecticut recently to sort of talk about it, get a feel for it. And Dom Amore was there. He joins us now. Of course, Dom, you can read everything at current.com from the Hartford Current. First of all, Dom, you're teaching this semester. Where are you teaching?
I teach at Southern Connecticut, my alma mater.
What's on the agenda today?
Today, well, we're actually looking at some sports history topics, and I have them pick a seminal event from the 20th century and hypothesize about how it might be covered today. So how would Jackie Robinson's debut be covered today? How would Lou Gehrig's speech be covered today? That's I do that this part of the semester.
That's cool. I think the 1980 Olympics, the Russia game would be so different because I think I watched it on tape delay, right? So
exactly. Yeah. That's one of a lot of students picked that to talk about. So yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. Hey, listen, so this 2004 team get together, was it Mohegan?
Yeah, it was in it'd be kind of a typical setting for that team, if you remember it. You know, everybody just kind of letting loose and having a good time at the casino and then just spinning some stories.
Who was there?
We had Johnny Damon, you had Jason Varitek, Manny Ramirez, who's was interesting to see him. We had Lenny DiNardo and Keith Folk and Alan Embry.
So what are they, your fans buy a ticket and they come in, they get to meet and greet? Is there a Q&A? Yeah. Like, how does it work?
Yeah. People who pay a little bit more, they have in a reception, they meet and greet and get autographs and stuff like that. And then the others just go are in the larger area and they have a panel discussion. Jamie Parker from NESN moderated it, and they just, again, just spun some stories, et cetera.
Now, were you covering back then? Were you a columnist? Like, what did you? Were you at, for instance, Game 4 of the ALCS?
I was at the whole series both years. I was at every game the Yankees Red Sox played both of those years, 03 and 04. I was the Yankees beat writer for the Current, so I was at every one of those games.
So, I mean, sort of paint the picture for you, because for me, I was at Game 3, was it the 19-7 or whatever?
19-18,
that game. And then the story goes, my wife, we got tickets. I think there was a rainout maybe. We had two tickets to Game 4, but I had to work at NBC Connecticut. I couldn't get it off again. And so she couldn't find anyone to go to the game because nobody wanted to waste their money. I'm just curious, from a repertorial standpoint, I mean, maybe you were aware of the frauds to the Shaughnessy line. Maybe you were aware of Millar, but I don't know if you would or wouldn't have been back then aware of that kind of storyline.
Well, the one thing I remember was when I got to the park at Fenway in Game 4, somebody had a sign that said the old Lucy line from Peanuts, I can't believe we fell for this again. the Red Sox were favored in the series, and here they were down 0-3. So there was kind of an air of doom and gloom. The weather was gloomy. It's coming off the rain out. So, yeah, I don't think right now, but after the Red Sox won, Game 4, I remember walking out of the ballpark and now all the fans were chanting Sox in 7, Sox in 7. So, you know, obviously, much like what happened during the World Series recently, when you win Game 4, people start to get to get interested again, and that's what happened. And then, of course, when they won Game 5, you know, they had momentum. But I also remember I was sitting next to Ian O'Connor,
from USA Today, right? He was USA Today?
Yeah. He was with the Bergen Record, I think, at the time. But I remember when the Red Sox won Game 4 and we're writing our stories, and I looked at him and he looked at me, and he goes, I know what you're thinking, Dom. You're thinking they got Pedro tomorrow and they got Schilling and then may you know, end up in a game seven and anything can happen. I said, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. He goes, no, that's not going to happen. He goes, it just doesn't happen. You know, it's going to be over tomorrow, you know. The other point of that series, I remember I was talking to Varitek about this on Saturday. Game one, you know, the Yankees were ahead 8-0. Messina was working on a perfect game. And the Red Sox all of a sudden hit a couple of home runs. And it was 8-7 in like a couple of minutes. And that's how quick striking that team was. The Red Sox were a better team than the Yankees that year. And, you know, it was more surprising that they were down 0-3 than that they came back from 0-3. Because they really were a better team. Yankees pitching had fallen apart by that point.
We're talking with Don Mamore from the Hartford Current here on Brian & Company. And if you want to read his piece on this reunion of the 0-4 Red Sox. By the way, before I get to any other questions, like, you know, sometimes these guys, sometimes they look great. Sometimes they really let it fade. I mean, like, who looked good?
Everybody looked pretty good. You know, Johnny Damon looked pretty much like he did. You know, Manny looked good. Manny looked, wild like Manny, and these guys at least all held up pretty well.
That's funny. In terms of like stuff you've covered, because you've covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Where does that? I mean, and again, I'm forget old, it.
Yeah.
But I know you don't like to tell your personal preferences outside of journalism, mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to go right there. But in terms of the coverage stuff, like whether it be game four, I mean, game seven was kind of. And it wasn't a joke, but I mean, it was a blowout. But
it was a blowout, yeah.
How does that experience of 0-4, I mean, even compared to, I mean, 0-3 Game 7 must have been insane for you. Like, what are your top two or three, where does this fall in your sort of top list of things you covered?
Well, my number one thing is always the 0-1 postseason following 9/11.
Yeah.
Just because of the emotion. I mean, first of all, the excitement of the games and the thrilling nature of the games against Arizona when, regardless of which team won and also the games prior to that and just the emotion around in New York around 9/11 and the meaningfulness of that had. So that's always going to be number one for me. The Subway Series unique thing is right up there, but I would put, the Boone game, but I would put the 0-4 Red Sox right up with those because, you know, it was the story of the decade, if not the story of the century to this point, the Red Sox winning after 86 years. I mean, and of course, the way they did it in such historic fashion, who doesn't want to cover the story of the decade? So
yeah.
I always felt that those 3 or 4 years were kind of a blur. And I would always put the 0-1 above everything else, but I would put that series right up there with any of the others.
Yeah, it's so interesting because the Yankees didn't win an 0-1, and everybody wanted them to win, right? I mean, they didn't. And I also think that, we got to run, but in 0-4, like, it'll never feel the same. It's, as an adult, you don't feel that very often, and I don't think I'll ever feel like that ever again because it just meant so much to so many people in this orbit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what you're in it for if you're in our business.
Yeah. Totally. Hey, have a great class. The kids are lucky to have you. We appreciate the time, Dom.
You got it, Brian. Thank you.
All right. The great Dom Mamore. Go to current.com to read the piece about the Red Sox gathering at Mohegan Sun.